Two astronauts from the U.S. Space Shuttle Endeavour are walking in space to perform maintenance on the International Space Station's big solar panels. The combined shuttle and station crews took time out from their duties to honor the victims of the September 11th terrorist attacks on the United States. The four-hour spacewalk finds Endeavour crew members Linda Godwin and Daniel Tani wrapping blankets around the motors that position the station's solar arrays toward the sun. The motors have stalled occasionally because of power surges. U.S. Space Agency engineers believe the temperature extremes of space may be causing the problem, so they have recommended covering them with insulating blankets. Endeavour is docked to the station until Friday. It has brought a new U.S.-Russian crew to the outpost and tons of supplies for their five-month stay. This is the new crew's first day alone in the space station following the weekend exchange of personnel. Russian Commander Yuri Onofrienko is now in charge, supported by U.S. astronauts Dan Bursch and Carl Waltz. Hours before the spacewalk began, the Endeavour and space station teams gathered for a solemn ceremony to commemorate those killed when terrorists attacked the World Trade Center in New York and U.S. military headquarters in Washington. Outgoing station commander Frank Culbertson said he and his two cosmonaut colleagues, Mikhail Tyrin and Vladimir Dezhurov, witnessed the smoke from the terrorist airplane crashes into the New York skyscrapers and the Defense Department.
That was quite a disturbing sight, as you can imagine, to see my country under attack. And to all of those who lost loved ones, to all of those who worked so hard to help people survive, and to the people who are trying so hard to stop this threat, we wish you the best.
Endeavour is carrying 6,000 small U.S. flags that will be presented to the families of the terrorism victims when Endeavour returns from orbit. Three larger flags are also on the cargo manifest, one saved from the burning section of the Defense Department, another from Pennsylvania, where a hijacked airliner crashed on September 11th, and a tattered U.S. flag from the destroyed World Trade Center. Shuttle Commander Dom Gorey spoke of this latter flag.
Just like our country was a little bit bruised and battered and torn with a little bit there, it's going to fly high and as beautiful as it ever did, and that's just what our country is doing.
The space shuttle is also carrying New York City police badges and patches and a New York Fire Department flag to honor the police officers and firefighters who died when the World Trade Center collapsed. David McAlary, VOA News, Washington.